Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. John, his revelation that he wrote down on the Isle of Patmos. Now, we left off in the second chapter in verses 4, I believe. As so often occurs, people who have endured much and who have been threatened with false teachers have grown cold-hearted and have left the love they had at first for a church in the tradition in the community that produced the gospel and letters of John, which focus so much on the love of God and the love for one another. This sin of allowing love to grow cold would be an especially grievous and serious one. John encourages them to think about the love they had at the first, the church at Ephesus, actually, in particular, and return to it. This is an important message to all those who seek to protect a right to believe or orthodoxy in the quest for truth. Do not lose sight of the love which first drew us to Christ. Was it love? You know, it's the explanation of those initially coming to Christ. It is actually the love of God that constrains us and pulls us toward Jesus Christ. It's the love of God, because God is love. That's what God is. If you were wondering what God is, He is love. He is love. And this is what we need to put in our minds. If God is love, then His church, us, we are love as well. Did you ever think of that? We are love. God is love because we are what God is. The essence of God, He creates us. He creates us after His own image. So we are actually love. Did you know that? Huh, bet you've never thought of that, huh? Let's read on, and let's get into a little bit deeper. John encourages them to think about the love they had at first and return to it. This is what the message to the church at Ephesus. Apparently, the Ephesians took this instruction from John to heart. For Ignatius, writing in his long letter to the Ephesians 20 years later, it is full of praise for this church who he calls deservedly happy. He says that they are known for their good deeds and harmonious love and for living in blameless unity and good discipline. Now, the Nicolaitans are people seeking to lead the church into improper actions. Here the Ephesians are praised for protecting right practice, orthopraxy, the identity of the Nicolaitans is unknown. The word may mean followers of Nicholas, but Nicholas is also unknown. What is clear is that they are a group involved in activities which John and the Ephesians hated. And in 2:7, the Ephesian church is also an example of the reward of remaining faithful to Christ. They live in a city, as we saw, dedicated to Artemis, goddess of fertility and growth, including the fruitfulness and growth of vegetation. Compare this to Christ's promise to the Ephesian Christians that they will be able to eat from the tree of life in the garden of God. In the last book of in the Bible brings us back to the first, where in Genesis 3, verse 22-23, Adam and Eve, having disobeyed by eating of the tree of knowledge, are expelled from the Garden of Eden, lest they eat of the tree of life and live eternally in that fallen state. Thus we come full circle in Christ. Fallen humanity is redeemed and readmitted into the garden there to eat of the fruit once denied them. This tree will be further described in chapter 22 and verse 2. Now, it does require hard work to be faithful to right believing orthodoxy and right practice, orthopraxy, actually. Perhaps our modern toleration comes not from a desire to be more accepting of others, but from laziness. If the error of those who are too lenient is that they tolerate false belief and practice, the error of those who champion orthodoxy and orthopraxy is that they grow to love doctrine and practice more than they love people or God. Now, this letter to Smyrna, in 2 and verse 8, 2:11, to Smyrna, to the angel of the church in Smyrna, write this, the first and the last who once died, but came to life, says this, I know your tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. I know the slander of those who claim to be Jews and are not, but rather are members of the assembly of Satan. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. The first and the last, Jesus, who once died, came to life. He's the one speaking this. I know your tribulation and poverty, but you're rich. The letter to Smyrna telling them they're rich. I know the slander of those who claim to be Jews and are not, but rather are members of the assembly of Satan. Now, this assembly of Satan, it makes you wonder, did these people know that they were members of the Church of Satan? Or is it simply unknown membership? How many people are members of the Assembly of Satan and do not have a clue that they are members of the Assembly of Satan? Just think about that. I just want you to just put that in your mind. Claiming to be Jews or not, rather members of the Assembly of Satan. Do not be afraid of anything that you are going to suffer. Indeed, the devil will throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. You will face an ordeal for 10 days, or 10 being a completion, number of completion. Remain faithful until death, and I'll give you the crown of life. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The victor shall not be harmed by the second death. The victor, the overcomer in this case, will not suffer harm from the second death. The second death being that death that you will suffer upon meeting Christ. You'll go straight to heaven and bypass the judgment of God. Christ is the one who once died and came to life. This relates directly to the city of Smyrna, which died when it was destroyed 600 years before Christ, and came to life when it was once rebuilt, later rebuilt. Also, Smyrna was the location of the cult dedicated to the god Cybele, C-Y-B-E-L-E, Cybele, who, according to mythology, died and rose again. Now, in 2 verse 9, in this verse we see the first sign that not all of the church's problems came from the Romans. The Jews also persecuted the Christians by throwing them out of the synagogues. The phrase, those who claim to be Jews but are not, is best interpreted by Romans 9 and verse 6. Quoted here from the New Revised Version, for not all those who are of Israel are Israel, nor are they all children of Abraham, because they are his descendants. But it is through Isaac that the descendants shall bear your name. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise. This echoes the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, and thus shows a consistent picture within the writings that bear the name John. You belong to your father, the devil, and you will willingly carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. That's in John 8 and verse 44. Now, as we mentioned before in chapter 2 and verse 10, 10 days, this is an expression for a short period of time, completed, we would say a week, week and a half, the fullness. Their faithfulness will not only bring them suffering in jail, but also a crown of life. Compare this to the fact that athletes in those days won not a trophy or a medal, but a crown of flowers. Also, the city of Smyrna was built on a hill with a street of gold around the top, which separated the high rent district from the poor. This circular golden street from a distance looked like a crown on the hill. And the faithful of Smyrna will not be hurt. In 2:11, the faithful of Smyrna will not be hurt by the second death, which the last chapters of Revelation tell us is the final judgment of the condemned. The final judgment of the condemned. Now, we do not want to be a part of this condemned. Therefore, this is why we accept Christ as our Lord, our Savior, and our God, and we allow the blood of Jesus Christ to
to cover us completely. Let's do it right now. Lord Jesus, forgive us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come into our hearts. Cover us with your blood and let the blood of Christ cleanse us from all sin. And let us stand before you on the second death, cleansed, forgiven, and born again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can find most of these, and you can go through them again if you like. And go to our website, krciradio.com, and give us an email. Let us know you're listening. And call us. Actually, don't call us. You can write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.